Hello guys and gals, me Mudahar, and today's video is all about incognito mode being one of the most pointless things that I've ever seen. You know, things like do not track, a lot of these stupid functionalities that I keep seeing, which realistically, I'm just gonna say right now, I feel like people are being sold a false bill of goods, and they have been sold a false bill of good for years. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it comes without a shock that incognito mode isn't really incognito. Guess what, guys? The entire internet knows exactly who you are, even if you try to tell it, I'm not that guy. Even if you try to put on the shady little hood and try to sneak through the internet, they're gonna know. They're gonna know. So why are we talking about this, ladies and gentlemen, today? Well, there was a big thing that came out apparently called Browsergate, which apparently was an alleged report that LinkedIn, one of the largest employment hubs in the world, was scanning your browser without your consent. Now, I want to tell you something about consent. I think it's very important. I think most people, when they hear the words consent, I think they want to be able to have a yes or no decision if something is done, you know, whether it be to themselves, to their computers, to their property, to whatever. You know, the internet world that we live in literally does not ask for consent, okay? They will pilfer through anything they fucking can. And unfortunately, it seems like it kind of is just legal that way. So let me kind of break down the story, ladies and gentlemen, exactly for you. So this group was saying LinkedIn is illegally searching your computer. Microslop is running one of the largest corporate espionage operations in modern history. So apparently every time one of the people, 1 billion users visits LinkedIn.com, hidden code searches their computer for installed software, collects the results, and sends the information to an American-Israeli cybersecurity firm. Now, there's a bit of, I guess you could say, oomph to the story. There's a bit of like a, there's a bit of that seasoning thrown on top of it. The reality is, LinkedIn is actually reading what's in your browser. Are they asking your consent to? Abso-fucking-lutely not. Are they potentially sending it to an American-Israeli company? Yeah, it seems like it. But before we get into it, I want the TLDR here to, for anybody who's wondering, oh my god, can they see what's in my fucking, like, desktop? No, they can't. They're looking into your browser specifically. And to be fair, that's pretty scary itself, too. So this group over here said that they found a mass breach of personal data. And they found that it was a place where they were shipping all of this stuff to a group known as Human Security, which was formerly Perimeter X, an American-Israeli cybersecurity firm. So let's get a quick idea of what's exactly going on over here. Let's actually see it for ourselves. You know, I feel like that's an important part of this channel. I should show you what's going on. Now, underneath a site like LinkedIn, for instance, let's say you go to any part of this website. Now, this is an article about Elon Musk and Grok and all that extra bullshit. The contents of the page are not actually important in the story right now. What's important is what's happening under the hood. Now, here on the right, you can see that I have something known as the Chrome DevTools. Now, here I'm actually using the Chrome browser. I normally wouldn't use this filthy piece of shit on my computer, but given the fact that it is the one browser in this list that will basically open up your computer's asshole to pretty much the entire internet to pilfer, we're going to be using it particularly in this case. So over here, once you have the DevTools open by hitting F12 on your keyboard, you want to go to the network pane over here. Now in the network pane, all of these files that you're seeing over here are, you know, interesting little applets, JavaScript files, you know, things that are opened on this browser. It seems like a lot. So let's do a hard refresh by doing Control-Shift-R. Basically what happens is the page refreshes and all of this stuff is sort of loaded in. And you might be like, well, wouldn't it just be the actual article? No, this is stuff that you're not seeing on the page too. So one thing that you're seeing constantly is a live constant track that is occurring. This is from LinkedIn. And of course, this is a post request that is about the tracking that was mentioned in the actual research. So one thing that the researchers found over here is by clicking on arguably one of the biggest files that they had over here before the page loads up, you could actually open these specific things up. And you could go to the response window and you can look for some rather shady tells. Some of those shady tells involve this right over here, where again, to integrate with this human group that was actually where the information allegedly went to, and you can read through the code yourself, 20,000 lines in some cases, that it goes to a protects.net. This is where, again, they actually have a small little invisible portion of the page that helps extract this little iframe that you see right over here. So all of this stuff is grabbed from the actual system. This is meant to scrape your computer. And the information that is scraped, according to the individuals who made this report, is interesting. So what they said over here was apparently at one point they found that there was an extension list. Now these files that you're seeing over here lead to extensions in the Chrome Web Store. Now some of these extensions, and apparently according to these guys there were 6,000 of them that LinkedIn was apparently looking through and cataloging, basically seeing what people were actually installing into their browsers. Now you can see all of this evidence for yourself. They've given you downloadable files, they've given you video demonstrations, everything over here. And I believe sites like Bleeping Computer have also like corroborated things too. So here is the scanned extensions database. So they look for 6,222 extensions without any fucking consent whatsoever, because consent is not important in the big tech world we live in, okay? It's just not gonna happen. Now, some of these things have been isolated by what their category is. So, for instance, extensions like 1,000 names to YouTube channel finders generate YouTube search links from names. You've got 10x tribe. You've got stuff like 2-hour job search. You know, some of these things that I've never heard of, like, I am not one of those extension lovers on my computer. I really don't fucking care about that kind of crap. But it seems like a lot of people just love installing extensions into their system. Now, some people looked at things like Islam, for instance, and they found that, you know, they were cataloging things like Dean Shield or Porta AI, which was blurring haram objects in images and videos. And to give you an idea of what this tool looks like, I'm gonna open up what Porta AI is just so we can just quickly see it. So it's apparently like a real-time haram blocker. So basically, you know, if you're a Muslim, for instance, and you don't want to have ads on your system, you don't want to have filthy things on your Facebook feed, which I don't even know why you would be using Facebook to begin with. That shit is a fucking nightmare anyways. But let's say that, I don't know, you're browsing the internet and I want to see like if there's like a video of this tool. Like, yeah, over here. So let's say you see like any woman, I guess, show up on the feed. It just auto-blurs her, okay? The guys are okay or whatever in this case. But anyways, it's meant for your computer to be as halal as it can. Now, would I recommend you install stuff like this? Honestly, it's up to you. But I don't know why sites like LinkedIn are just absolutely cataloging this. Now, why this is really important, again, for anybody that isn't catching on, is A, they're not asking for your consent. And second of all, what they're doing is they're actually profiling you even if you don't log into LinkedIn entirely. Now, I'm going to talk about something known as browser fingerprinting and why incognito mode doesn't matter, or do not track in a lot of cases. You know, for years, sites like Google have even, I believe, been sued on the basis of incognito mode. A lot of people genuinely think that when they go on the internet and they want to protect their internet privacy, they go over here to the little, tab, they do a private window, and they think what they're going to do is truly private. Well, it's not. Because generally, for anybody that doesn't know, browser fingerprinting is a pretty huge thing. And what a browser fingerprint does is, let's say that I'm connected through, again, Chrome browser. You'll notice that as I connect to this website, the actual fingerprints, and this is information that this site has pulled just off of my web browser. They know that I'm probably based on Linux. They know that I'm probably using Chrome. They know my language. They know what time zone that I'm actually living in. They know my user agent. They can actually identify what my screen resolution is. They can identify what my GPU is. They can identify what the capabilities of my computer can be. Now, on their own, each of these values doesn't mean anything. But when paired together, all 57 of these data points are actually fucking unique. And they can be attributed to one person. So let's say you sign into LinkedIn with your actual name. Well, your browser and your LinkedIn account with your actual information are now one data point that Microsoft or, you know, any of these organizations who are tracking you has. Now, if you go to another website and they have a tracker, they can see that your browser fingerprint is touched. Now, if you don't even log in to another website, you think you're being coy, they'll know exactly who you are just based on this fingerprint. Now, I think it's freaky as fuck for a website that's whole principal metric is basically being the employment world's 4chan, like everyone is connected together. They can tie your account, your browser, your employment history, and what kind of extensions you have on your system. And what's even troubling in this case, and one thing that I don't really appreciate, is the fact that this information is shared with what appears to be a group known as Human. Now, if you go to Human's website over here, you can see that they're just a platform for trusted digital interactions, transactions. I think they talk about them being against bot and fraud prevention, like that's, or not being against it, they're actually for that. Now, you can see that at some point in 2022, them and a group known as Perimeter X actually joined forces. And Perimeter X, from my understanding, is an Israeli startup. So again, for a lot of people who were looking deeper into this, some even connected them to Unit 8200, which is the IDF's most like premier cyber warfare, cybersecurity group. So it's interesting to me that when, according to, again, the BrowserGate people, then when these people are profiling accounts, they're looking for what kind of extensions they have on their system. So with the extensions you have installed, they can probably, you know, isolate. And the reason why I brought up the Islam stuff was that, you know, imagine you're like a practicing Muslim, right? Now your information is kind of shared with potentially this Israeli-connected group that may be using it to surveil or do all kinds of nasty things to you. Even if that's not the case, even if you have things like anti-Zionism, anti-wokeness, all that kind of crap installed, you have now been profiled, isolated, and basically divided into a special group of people, whether you consented to it or not. And that, to me, ladies and gentlemen, is not something that I, nor anybody, should be okay with. And they kind of do talk about it over here, right? It identifies you if you're using special filters, if you are somebody that's neurodivergent, or if you're somebody that wants to block things that are just adult materials in general. It also scans every major competitor to Microsoft's products, like Salesforce, HubSpot, Pipedrive, and yada, yada, yada. So yes, no matter what, your browser has basically sold you the fuck out. Now, what did LinkedIn have to say about this? Well, LinkedIn guys said that the claims made on the website linked are plain wrong. The person behind them is subject to an account restriction for scraping and other violations of LinkedIn terms of services. To protect the privacy of our member, I fucking love when they say that kind of shit. Their data, and to ensure site stability, we do look for extensions that scrape data without members' consent or otherwise violate the TOS. To protect the privacy, also we violate consent. In the same fucking line, no less, okay? Couldn't even enter and like type in extra bullshit. Here's why. Some extensions have static resources, image JavaScript, available to inject into our web pages. We can detect the presence of these extensions by checking if that static resource URL exists. The detection is visible inside the Chrome Developer Console. Of course it is. We use the data to determine which extensions violate our terms to inform and improve our technical defenses, and to understand why a member account might be fetching an inordinate amount of other members' data, which at scale impacts site stability. We do not use this data to infer sensitive information about members. I'm just gonna say it right now, there are sperm cells right now that are not as naive as what Microsoft thinks you are, okay? This is just my belief here. Now, again, they could not be spying on you. This could just be LinkedIn being very aggressive, and I'll get to that in a second. For additional context, in retaliation to this website owner's account restriction, they attempted to obtain an injunction in Germany alleging LinkedIn had violated various laws. The court ruled against him and found their claims against LinkedIn had no merit, and in fact, this individual's own data practices ran afoul of the law. Unfortunately, this is the case of an individual who lost in a court of law, but is seeking to relitigate in the court of public opinion without regard for accuracy. Now, I think it's really interesting to me when a company like Microsoft writes this and says, hey, to protect the privacy, we do look for, you know, extensions that scrape data without members' consent. Now, if there are extensions that are harmful, where are you publishing this information? Is there anywhere for me to read if there are harmful stuff that LinkedIn has found? It would be great for the entire world to get any of this information, but the fact that I think this was written by a damage control team as opposed to, you know, a company that actually really fucking cares is a bit different right here. Like, it's interesting for me when they're looking for, or at least, you know, you got extensions over here where I guess according to their JavaScript, they're looking for things like an Amazon delivery scheduler, a delivery, like when they're looking for, again, stuff that really isn't even connected at all into seeking for a job, it makes you really wonder about things, right? Or maybe they're just hitting for random stuff and adding it to this ever-growing repository of information. It makes you really ask questions. Like, when I talked about the anti-woke, I wasn't joking around, right? Like, anti-woke is what they apparently were looking for in this entire list. And again, while I personally wouldn't download this extension, I mean, to be fair, I don't really fucking download any extension, it makes me wonder why they're grabbing this information and sort of like watching it to begin with. Now, what Microsoft and LinkedIn is doing, from my understanding, is not illegal. And there's been a lot of allegations that by this organization that it's illegal in a lot of places, right? Whether it be Germany, whether it be California. The reality of all this is that what LinkedIn and Microsoft is doing is something that almost every large tech company does, which is crack, surveil, and look through as much information as your browser is able to spill out and give. And that, to me, is not okay. It never was okay. It never will be okay. And you can tell too, right? Like, for instance, when you go back to the browser fingerprinting, here I have the Tor browser, and you can see that in some cases, right, compared to, again, another browser that I have here, like this is a Chrome one, you can see that whereas my time zone leaks out, my time zone doesn't necessarily leak out over here. A lot of this is me hiding behind several proxies because that's just how Tor works. It basically has my browser behind a node in France, another node in the Netherlands, and then connects to this website. And a lot of this information, as you can see, when you actually look through the Tor browser, has been obfuscated, has been changed, has been modified to the point that my computer better blends in or is less traceable because I'm kind of just matching a whole bunch of other Tor browser people on the internet. But that's the thing, you know, we live in a world where, again, companies like Microsoft, companies like Google, Facebook, you know, if you think LinkedIn is bad here, in my opinion, they are. The problem over here is that this is a standardized thing that is happening all over, okay? Everyone's fucking doing this dog shit. And you know, what really chaps my ass even more is when you get rid of things like LinkedIn and you get rid of all their bullshit, there are other people that look at stuff like Perplexity. Like, these are AI companies and they're actually going through a lawsuit right now. So this is a lawsuit to Perplexity where basically, again, for anybody that doesn't know what this is, they're an AI company that serves as like the internet search AI. So if you go to Perplexity, for instance, you can type in anything you want and it'll search. God forbid you connect this shit to your computer. Please fucking don't do that. But yes, you can search on the internet for anything. Like, prepare my 2025 taxes for review. The next thing will be, how do I fucking deal with an audit in my country? Not that audits are super scary by any chance. You know, if you have an accountant, they can guide you through it. If you're using an LLM, God bless you, right? Perplexity offers users who sign up for an account to employ an incognito mode when conversing with the AI machine. But the incognito mode does nothing to protect users from having their information shared with Meta and Google. Now, this is even worse than the browsers because people, again, when they hear the words incognito, they think that when they go into an LLM, they click the little incognito button and they type their whole prompt, that the actual like company isn't just gonna read that anyways to train their models, or in some cases, share that with other people. Like they said over here, even paid users who turned on the incognito mode still had their conversations shared with Meta and Google, along with their email addresses and other identifiers. Meta and Google incorporated all this information into their existing platforms to compile user profiles. So they were issuing this lawsuit against a company that had the words incognito mode. They thought by clicking the little incognito, the do not track, that the company that they were fucking giving their money to, the big tech company, was actually honoring their wishes. Now look, I'm not gonna sit here and say these people are fucking stupid, but they are fucking stupid if they actually believed it, okay? Like, to be honest with you, this is a stupid way of thinking. But I think that's too harsh. It's more ignorant. A lot of people will like read these words and think, hey man, I'm not getting spied on. I clicked the incognito mode. I clicked the do not track. I didn't give consent. Bro, the companies don't care about the consent, okay? They don't give a shit Okay, they'll bend you over a barrel and fuck you no matter what. That's how it works, motherfucker. That's just the case. So what is the only way, Muta, out of this? How do you fucking avoid this crap? Well, for one, I think it's important to raise awareness and bring this up to, like, politicians so that maybe we can push for stronger data regulations, even though these companies will find another way to try and do this. It's an ever-evolving nuclear arms race that you have to deal with to just fucking be a little private on the internet, just to have your basic privacy. You know, there's a couple options that I think people do have, and that is switching a browser. If you're using a Chrome browser and you're like, damn, I'm getting fucking fingered. Well, that's your problem. You're using Google Chrome, which is arguably one of the worst browsers that I think anybody could fucking use, okay? Honestly, at this point, you might as well just start browsing in an internet terminal to begin with. You might as well use the Linux terminal to browse. Look it up, the Lynx browser. But there are options like Waterfox, which I think are great options that are not Chromium. They're Firefox-based, that are super privacy-focused. They have a lot of built-in privacy features that you don't even have to think about when you install this. There's things like the Brave browser, which is what I use, but let's say that you don't want Brave's AI crypto bullshit. There are things like Helium browser, which are so simple, so light, so built in with privacy and safety security features that just by using these alone is better than using Google Chrome as your default. And again, for me, when I use these kind of browsers, one of the most important things is for me to also use my own CRXNG endpoint. So when I do search for something on CRXNG, instead of going to Google and giving them what I searched for, I just search for all this information on my own system, and it strips away as much of the identifying features before it makes a request. And so if I want to learn about BrowserGate, instead of going to Google, I just click the first link right over here. See how I have no ads or any of that bullshit? What a novel fucking concept, right? No sponsored links, no ads, none of that bullshit. Just click into the first link and go right to where you actually want to read. Hell, even for things like the news, for instance, just actually see the news delivered to you without it completely being, like, thrown through sponsorship links. And again, the best part about it, not being surveilled without my consent, because this is running totally local on my system. It's like with the people bitching about Perplexity or any of these AI companies. Guys, you don't trust any AI vendor. You know what you do? You have your own AI search built into your system. Like, instead of using a AI to do your search for you, here I actually have, like, a local LLM I downloaded, Quopus 3.5, which is the Quen 3.5 with a whole bunch of nasty distilled Claude Opus, like, prompts for me. So I hit enter over here, and you can see that using the CRXNG endpoint, instead of giving this information up to, again, an AI company out there in the world, I don't have to worry about incognito mode. It's browsing the fucking internet for me, okay? It's reading the actual articles for me. It's compiling the information for me as we're talking. Now, a lot of people will just go to any of these big AI companies like Claude, hit that little ghost button, and then be told, your chats aren't saved, added to memory, or training models. Now, again, that's up to you to trust this big Silicon Valley company. Do I trust them? No! And I don't think you should either. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, insane world to see over here. Apparently, LinkedIn was aggressively looking into your browser. Now, does it shock me? No. But is it something that should be normalized? Absolutely not. And look, right now, in order to maintain a little bit of that privacy, you do have to find every way to fight back. But I'm glad that people are kind of talking about the stuff. They do find this shit to be really weird. And ultimately, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I feel like there's just this group of people that will look on the internet and be like, hey, listen, I'm using incognito, I'm using privacy modes. And then they're shocked that these companies don't honor it. Bro, I've been screaming to the ether for fucking 9 years at this point, okay? Ever since I started deep web browsing, episode one, I've been screaming the same message. And just when I keep seeing it all the time like this, like these big blowups, a lot of it just comes down to A, me being, you know, I'm happy that people are talking about it, but also it's like, it's great for me to also periodically explain how these companies are tracking you so that at least now you know that the browsers you're using are just giving up your information. more than you're comfortable with or should be comfortable with, but the only options that you really have are to harden your browser security by using better browsers than fucking Google Chrome, hell, Firefox at this point, and maybe stop interacting with some of these dog shit websites that continuously seek to do this. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, this is me, Mudahar, and I have to install some Halal AI. I am out.